The riots go from bad to worse in Kenya as rival tribes fight over the disputed re-election of the country's president. In the country's west, dozens of people, many of them children, were killed when a mob set fire to a church. The victims had taken refuge in the building. In a few minutes, we'll hear from an Australian witness to the chaos in the country, which has so far claimed more than 300 lives. As Africa correspondent Andrew Gagan reports, some observers fear the country is sliding into civil war.
Fear is gripping Kenya. In a normally peaceful town in the west of the country, hundreds of people were hiding in a church when a mob attacked. Those seeking shelter were beaten before the church was torched. More than 50 people are believed to have burned to death. Many were children. Pastor Jackson Younger witnessed the atrocity.
After the election, people attacking one another. And in fact, at that church, people had gathered from different places for their security. After torching the church, children died, around 25 in number, four elderly people, and our men and our people who tried to confront them were injured. Our pastor is in critical condition. They were scared, they are frightened. In fact, they tried to run for their safety.
More than 70,000 Kenyans have fled their homes as they try to escape the election-related violence. The Kenyan Red Cross is describing it as a national disaster. The opposition leader, Raila Odinga, accuses the government of rigging the election, and he's called on President Mwai Kibaki to stand down.
The injustice committed by the Electoral Commission together with Mr. Kibaki is what has brought this country to where it is. And that injustice is what must be dealt with.
International election observers are investigating counting irregularities.
We are faced with a combination of verified irregularities, a lack of transparency, and some questions that still need to be answered.
Alexander Graf Lambsdorff, the chief European Union monitor, says the tallying process was flawed in a way that affected the outcome.
We continue to harbour doubts about the accuracy of the result of the presidential elections as announced by the ECK.
But the government of President Kibaki is sticking by the result. Finance Minister Amoy Kamunya.
And what we are saying is anyone who has any information that were rigged in one constituency or the other, or on the overall, let them subject it through the legal process.
I think we're in for a very, very rough time indeed because the opposition simply won't accept the result.
Richard Dowden is the director of the Royal African Society. He says the disputed election result has ignited ethnic differences.
Kenya's politics are the most ethnicised in Africa. Everybody knows as soon as when you open your mouth where you're from, who you are, and that has fed into the politics, it feeds the politics. So what we're seeing now is Luo supporters of Raila Odinga simply going into Kikuyu areas, that's the ethnic group of the president, and just trying to kill them, and vice versa. So I think we're in for something quite, quite nasty that's beyond just political parties here.
The director at the Royal African Society, Richard Dowden, ending that report from Africa correspondent Andrew Gagan.